here with us is Skylar Edson. Skylar is 15 and she is in ninth grade and is a student at Interlochen Arts Academy, which incidentally is in Michigan. She's a student at that school. She is in town for the holidays, I would imagine. And she is going to share some original music with us. We'll talk with her after her first song. Here is Skylar Edson.
You got a funny way saying that you love me. You slam the door, say you need more, then come back the next day. You got a funny way saying you won't leave me. You dance with her, it's all a blur. That's what you'd say, but this isn't so funny anymore. No, this is not what you said I signed up for. I'll dig myself a grave and say our love is true. I'm sure that's so funny to you. You got a funny way saying you don't love her. You say you're friends and kiss again after making a promise. You got a funny way saying that I'm your girl. Wish I were dead, want her instead. Well, I don't want this, 'cause this isn't so funny anymore. No, this is not what you said I signed up for. I'll dig myself a grave and say our love is true. But everything is funny when it comes to broken-hearted people in the side of the room. Didn't want to dance with him, 'cause I wanted to dance with you. Keep your bright lights and drunk fights, and she's only one night to yourself. I don't want somebody who still has a lover. Admit it, you love her, you love her. Leave me quickly, I'll take a quick hard stop. 'Cause I'm not laughing anymore. No, this is not what you said I signed up for. I'm picking up the pieces. Our love wasn't true, but I'm sure that's all so funny to you.
Skylar Edson, that's a nice song. Tell me more about it. What's it called, and when did you write it?
It's called Funny, and I wrote it after a school dance that I went to, and I always write, like, good songs after I'm, like, so tired after, like, a big night, because I'm just, like, so inspired by all the people around me, and I like to think about, like, the stories of those people. This song wasn't about me. It was about somebody else that I saw at the dance, but, yeah, it was so interesting to me, and I went back to my dorm, and I just wrote it really quickly.
Interesting that you say you probably have a lot of your output when you're tired or kind of your energy is spent. Have you thought about why that is?
I think it's mostly because, like, I've just had so much, like, output around me, and, like, it's all in my head at that moment. And so, like, it's really easy for me to get inspiration then. Yeah.
It's probably a way to come down to or to process what it is you've taken in after all of that and to make some sense out of it. When you write in that fashion, are you pretty much done once the song is done, or do you come back to it?
Definitely not. Whenever I'm that tired, there are definitely some lyrics that I look back on and I'm like, what was I thinking? What on earth? But usually I get, whenever I'm like that, I get like the basic idea of the song down and I know what the song is going to be. It's just like that little bit of editing that needs to happen.
Now, when did you start writing music?
I started writing music whenever I was like 5. I wrote a song about the animals at the zoo. That was my first song. And yeah, I've been writing my whole life.
I'm not going to ask you to sing it, but I'll bet you still remember it.
A little bit, yeah.
And how about guitar? Is it your first instrument?
My first instrument was actually the ukulele. I started on the ukulele whenever I was like that little because it fit my hands. And it took me a long time to transition from the ukulele to the guitar, but eventually I got there, and now I love the guitar more than anything.
Now, I'm curious about Interlochen. Interlochen Arts Academy is in Interlochen, Michigan. Is this your first year there?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so you left home, I'm guessing maybe Quaker Valley?
Yeah.
You left Quaker Valley High School to go to Interlochen. That had to be quite a decision and a real adventure. Tell me a bit about that.
I knew I was in Quaker Valley Middle School, and I don't know. I knew I wanted to be in an art school the next year because I had such a passion and I've been doing it for so long. I knew I needed to be around people who understood that. And so we were looking at art schools, and it was actually my voice teacher who told me about this school called Interlochen that had a major for songwriters, and songwriting is the thing I do. That is my main musical journey, and a lot of schools just have you can be a guitar major, you can be a, but this had a specific major for me. And I went and I toured the school, and I loved every bit of it, and so I went there freshman year and I just finished my first semester.
Congratulations. I think that's making that kind of, whether you want to call it a reboot or just a fresh start, I think it's a real risk. I mean, I imagine you were able to make friends quickly because there must be a lot of people there that you have a lot in common with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was definitely a very big change, but I loved every minute of it. I would never go back. It's so great.
Skylar Edson is the voice you're hearing. We're going to have time for two more songs. I will have a short little video clip of her on our Facebook page if you want to see her and get a sense of her. Also, at Instagram, she is at Skylar. That's S. K-Y-L-A-R, like Skylar, underscore Edson, mm-hmm. is where you can find her. What song would you like to do next?
The next song I'm going to be playing is called Free, and I wrote this one a long time ago, probably 2 years ago, and it's one of my all-time favorites. It's a forbidden love story, and I hope you like it.
Call us crazy, call us absurd. Don't worry, baby, it's only words. They wish they were us, deeply in love. They say we're hopeless, but we won't quit when it's tough. 'Cause every step we take is a sin, and every stand we make is just us being rebels again. And anytime I say I'm in love, they
say that's not what I'm feeling again. So take my hand, run away. We're so much better than this, to a world where they won't call us ridiculous. You never know you're tortured till you're perfect lives, what we've learned, there's none of that. In this wonderland world, the best of us are mad. And you know that's the place for you and me. Free, yeah. Climb up the mountain to look at the sun. They can't find us here. It feels like we've won. Order of the Council says find these freaks. They want us separately, so I guess we'll have to leave. Cause every step we take, a sin. And all the plans we've made are just us being dreamers again. And anytime I say I love you, they say you're just a friend again. So take my hand, run away. We're so much better than this, to a world where they won't call us ridiculous. You never know you're tortured till you're free. Perfect lives, what we've learned, there's none of that. In this wonderland world, the best of us are mad. And you know that's the place for you and me. Been through more than they've imagined. In small towns, fake smiles is all they ever see. We've never blended in and they hate different. That's why they say we could never be. We're backed into a corner, their knives up to our throats. They say I should never love you, but I love you like you. Knowing that's the best feeling, which just goes to show. Take my hand, run away, we're so much better than this, to a world where they won't call us ridiculous. You never know you're tortured till you're free. Perfect lives, what we've learned, there's none of that. In this wonderland world, the best of us are mad. And you know that's the place for you. Be free.
Skylar Edson, great song. I'm curious, certainly you're comfortable performing and sharing your songs. What's it been like at Interlochen, though you're in, I suspect, a very supportive environment, but also one that is going to be full of feedback and ideas? What's that been like?
I love being surrounded by people who like love music as much as I do. And like, there have been some tough points. Like, it's, you definitely have to work hard there to be supported, but it is such a great environment, and every piece of feedback I get, like, I understand it, and, like, obviously I don't take every single piece of feedback, but, like, it's just been so helpful in my songwriting career.
And peer feedback comes through as well as that from the instructors there?
Absolutely, yes.
I'm curious who is here with you today, and if there's anybody else you might like to acknowledge.
I'm here with my mom, my stepdad, and my stepbrother. Yeah, and then also I want to acknowledge my dad, who is probably listening. And then I also have two dogs. Their names are Frank and Little Dog, and I love them so much.
That's good. They deserve a song, maybe, one of these days, not to give you any ideas. You're going to do one more. People can find you at Skylar_Edson on Instagram. Any other places people should look for your music?
Mostly just Instagram. I'm hoping to release something soon. I'm getting some demos done, and I'm working in the recording studio a lot, so hopefully I'll get some stuff out on Spotify and stuff.
Excellent. Well, thank you for being here with us today. And we'll get one more. What's it called?
It's called Oh Dear Bobby.
Thank you to Skylar Edson for being with us.
Bobby was an outcast on the wrong side of town. People stare at their boots when she comes around. She came from Georgia all the way to Tennessee. Never stops running, a girl's got places to be. Nashville to get her share and leave. She only wants the good life, but people will call her a thief. Came in with nothing, she came out a wealthy queen. She blew the safe and got away with all the gold and green. Ticket to Mississippi, hopped on the midnight train, left her pass back in Tennessee, free of all her chain. Stole yourself a rocket and flew too close to the sun. They're gonna find you, but for now you think you've won. Oh dear Bobby, what have you done? Danced in the rain till she got soaking wet, with her old leather boots and an expensive cigarette. All the drunken cowboys always whispered her name. It was a new town, a rebirth, but her image was the same. Ticket to Mississippi, hopped on the midnight train, left her pass back in Tennessee, free of all her chains. What have you done? Stole yourself a rocket and flew too close to the sun. They're gonna find you, but for now you think you've won. Oh dear Bobby, what have you done?
be done now. Nurse and the farmer, they say they've never liked her, but what has Bobby done now? Oh dear Bobby, what have you done? Stole yourself a rocket and got burnt by the sun. Now that they found you, do you still think you've won? Oh dear Bobby, what have you done?
Skylar Edson, thank you for being with us today, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start.